Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, July 20th. Hot and stormy weather with tornado watches in Grey Bruce and other parts of Ontario today. You can find the most current information on our Bayshore Broadcasting News website by visiting the weather page. Meanwhile, the Government of Canada says in the event of a tornado, there are a few things to keep in mind to keep yourself safe. Warning signs include severe thunderstorms with a green or yellow-looking sky, a rumbling or whistling sound, and funnel clouds. If you're in a building, they say you should go to the basement or into a small interior room, staying away from windows and outside walls. If you're driving and see a tornado, find immediate solid shelter, or if it's close, get out of the car and into a low-lying area such as a ditch. A tornado warning means a tornado is already happening and you're advised to take shelter. Grey Bruce currently only has a watch. Provincial police say one person has died after being struck by a vehicle in Eugenia. Emergency services responded to the incident just after 10 last night on Inkerman Street, where four pedestrians were struck by a vehicle. The driver involved in the incident fled the scene. Police say one pedestrian was pronounced deceased and three others were taken to hospital with injuries deemed serious, some of them life-threatening. Grey Bruce OPP say they have identified the suspect driver and are continuing their investigation. They say further updates about the incident will follow. A five-day search for a missing teen has come to an end. Collingwood and the Blue Mountains OPP say they have located 19-year-old Elias Ayala and he is healthy and safe. He had been missing since Sunday when he was last seen in a wooded area not far from Blue Mountain Village. There was a large police search for him using the emergency response team, canine unit, and aviation services. Police say they would like to thank the community for its assistance in their investigation. Inflation increased by 8.1% in June, the largest annual increase in Canada since 1983. The consumer price index jump was in line with economists' expectations. Surging gas prices, up more than 54% in a year, were the main driver in June's hot inflation report. The second phase of the Lamont Sports Park fundraising campaign has hit $1 million. The town of Saugeen Shores says they reached the milestone following a recent $75,000 and $25,000 donations from residents Barry and Susan Dunlop and the Saugeen Shores Minor Baseball Association. The campaign is now asking residents for $50,000 through donations to construct two youth batting cages and a storage facility for minor baseball. You can learn how to donate on Saugeen Shores' website. Meanwhile, Saugeen Shores police say they took a call yesterday from a concerned citizen who advised them that a woman was chasing geese through an area of Port Elgin with a broom. Police say please do not chase the geese as they do not appreciate it. They added on Facebook the geese did not wish to press charges. Officers are asking the community to learn to live with nature, noting it's their home too. In sports, it's an off day for Major League Baseball, which returns to regular season action tomorrow. The Toronto Blue Jays resume play on Friday when they visit the Boston Red Sox for a three-game weekend set. Weather permitting tonight, the Owen Sound Bay Sox are set to host the Midland Mariners and North Dufferin Baseball League action at 8. Owen Sound has to win their final three games in order for the Bay Sox to have any chance to advance to the postseason. In the Grey Bruce Ladies Fastball League, the Port Elgin Devils are scheduled to visit the Terra Ladies at 8:30. Meanwhile, all Owen Sound minor soccer games have been canceled this afternoon. In the Grey Bruce Junior Golf Tour at Pike Lake, Leighton Hurst of Cobble Beach Golf Links won the juvenile division and had the low score on the day with a 79. All the junior golf scores are posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.